we want to thank all of you who have served, all you veterans out there. Thank you very much. We're in your corner, and we always have been in your corner. And you should be honored on more than one day. And that's why we honor you here every day. We have a family of veterans here, which is growing smaller and smaller as each gets older and older. But we want to thank you very, very much for everything you've done. And I am not a veteran, and I didn't serve my nation in the military, and I haven't served my nation as a police officer or a firefighter or as an emergency personnel individual. So I try to do my best. It's not anything near what they do to serve my nation behind this microphone and behind a television camera. Sometimes as an author. And I can hear my father and my mother now telling me, fight on now. My father, who was a veteran, fight on. Everything's at stake. Now the nation hangs in the balance with two Senate races. Is that what we've come to in a constitutional republic, where one election makes the difference between liberty and tyranny? But I'm afraid it does. We've devolved into this. We have a media in this country that is corrupt, that is extreme and ideological, and that is really an appendage of the Democrat Party. There's a headline across the top of today's New York Times, and I had to waste money buying it today, the physical copy. Election officials nationwide find no fraud. It is in all capitals. It is in bold. The 6 million European Jews who were slaughtered by Hitler never got a headline like that from the New York Times. Matter of fact, they never got a headline like that on the front page, period. Because the New York Times has its priorities. The same New York Times that used Walter Duranty to spread Stalin's lies as he was slaughtering Ukrainians, talking about a bad harvest. The same New York Times that has hired anti-Semites, that has published anti-Semitic cartoons, that not only tries to undermine the little tiny country of Israel, but undermines our own country. Election officials nationwide find no fraud. These election officials are defendants in several lawsuits. Defendants. This paper does not believe in the Constitution except for its own protection. The rest of it, unless it could be twisted and spun to advance the cause of the radical left, is of no meaning to this newspaper or virtually any other newspaper or newsroom in this country. We're going through a constitutional process right now. We're also going through a statutory process, both a federal statutory process and state statutory processes. That's what we're doing. There are canvassings that are taking place to double-check the machines, the software, the individuals. Some audits are taking place to make sure mistakes didn't happen, given the tens of millions of mail-in ballots that took place like never before in our history. 70 million more mail-in ballots than ever before. And the New York Times is upset about this. And the litigation. The litigation that took place for a year prior to this election, intended to deny people their equal rights, their civil rights, and their franchise by destroying safeguards that existed in many states to ensure that people who aren't supposed to vote aren't voting, and other particular systemic fraud activities, making it extremely difficult to uncover it. And slowly but surely, brave people are coming forward. They're putting their names out there. They're signing affidavits. Lawsuits are being developed to go in front of judges, many of them left-wing Democrat judges, some of them elected in states, some of them Obama judges and Clinton judges, but even some other weak judges. So they're trying to make the best filing they can with the information they're gathering. They're not getting any help from these Democrat machine strongholds in the cities. They're not getting any help from these Democrat machine blue states. This is a battle, precinct by precinct by precinct. And so when you get a headline like this, election officials nationwide find no fraud. We know, as a matter of fact, that the Secretary of State of Georgia had a press conference in which he said what, Mr. Producer? In which he said, we know we're going to find fraud. We know we're going to find some ballots that shouldn't have been filed. We just may not find enough of them to change the election result. And so it's with this I noticed that the list on the front page of the New York Times has Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Washington. But they don't include Georgia. They don't include Georgia because the Secretary of State said there will be some fraud. We had tens of millions of mail-in ballots for the first time. We have states that send them out where people don't even request them. We know their voter rolls are defective. They're old. They include dead people. They include people two, three, four times on the list, depending if they moved or they changed their names or whatever. We know those lists are not correct. We have states where you don't need a signature on a mail-in ballot. We have states where you don't need a postal date on a mail-in ballot. And this is the headline. Election officials nationwide find no fraud. They cherry-pick these election officials. They go to Ohio and Kansas. Ohio and Kansas aren't in question. Ohio and Kansas aren't in question. Now, I have, as I did yesterday, a terrific filing that was made in Pennsylvania by the Trump camp on Monday, and I want to get into that in a moment, but let's continue with this and tell you what's really going on. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Top of the page, right side, Biden presses on transition, slams Trump. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have one president at a time, one. We don't have the office of the president-elect, which is what Biden has posters made and he puts behind him when he's at the microphone, at the pedestal. Office of the president-elect? Didn't we have an office of the president-elect in 2000 for 37 days when litigation was taking place? It's Biden who's the tyrant. It's Biden who's conducting himself like a dictator. It's Biden who won't allow every vote to count or every vote that shouldn't count, not count. There's still voting going on thanks to liberal judges and lawsuits brought by Democrats. It's still going on, believe it or not. They're not even closing North Carolina because they're still counting ballots. Not because it's a problem, because mail-in vote and the election board there, not the legislature, changed the rules. So they want earlier and earlier voting, later and later counting, and they declare victory no matter what. And then you and I and the President of the United States are said to be, according to Clyburn, the President's Adolf Hitler. Nobody cut him off in the middle of a sentence. Biden presses on transition, slams Trump. We actually have a man who has not been declared President of the United States under our constitutional system, where the existing sitting President of the United States has not recognized him as the President-elect, where not a single state legislature or governor has signed off and certified a single elector yet, and he's making calls to heads of state, he's announcing policies and commissions, he's standing in front of a podium talking about office of the President-elect. You don't have two presidents at the same time. He's undermining the sitting president, who in the worst case, if he doesn't win, is still president for 9 more weeks. Over 2 more months. Top of the Washington Post, which also ignored the Holocaust. On the right side, Biden allies assail stalling of transition. Stalling of transition. So think about what it is that the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal and others, and the Democrats and Biden want to happen. They want the states to stop canvassing, stop checking their methodologies, stop any recounts, even those that are statutorily compelled, withdraw all lawsuits, including a live lawsuit that's in front of the Supreme Court of the United States, challenging the unconstitutionality of a state Supreme Court. All of that should stop. The mechanism of the Constitution, state statutes, and federal statutes should all stop immediately. The President of the United States should admit that he lost, Joe Biden should be able to go on for the 9 weeks while this president is serving and to conduct himself as president of the United States. You know what that is? That's crap. That's a banana republic without the republic. And then they call for unity. Unity. And then we have at the top of the USA Today on the right side, Attorney General Barr memo raises alarm. Prosecutors told they can pursue voter fraud claims. Since when is telling federal prosecutors that they can pursue voting fraud claims alarming? I thought there wasn't any voting fraud, first of all. So what are they worried about? They're worried about fraud. 50 years of these Democrat enclaves, fraud. And this president, with his litigation, is finally going to unveil it. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
So it is. We're up against these forces, and the president's up against these forces. Then I love this. Former federal prosecutors and others. You know, they should continue these reviews and these lawsuits, but I don't think they'll have enough votes to matter. Well, isn't it nice of them to tell us that the president can continue with these canvases, which he's not even continuing with, the states are doing, or these recounts, some of which are compelled by statute and the laws. Isn't it nice? They pat him on the head. You know, you can continue with these things. I'm one of those guys that says they should be able to continue. There's time, but they're not going to win. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that may or may not be true. And I've also heard even friends of mine say, we're not in it really for Trump to win. We're in it to make sure the vote was right. Excuse me. It's the Trump campaign that's bringing, at their expense, these lawsuits and fighting. Of course we're in it for the president to win. But we're not in it cheating. We're not committing fraud. We're doing the right thing. We're exposing the fraud in the course of defending the president.
This is Liberty's 911 hotline, the Mark Levin Show. Call him now at 877-381-3811.
The Associated Press, state sites, same day as the New York Times. You think that's a coincidence? Cites smooth election despite Trump's baseless claims. In this Pennsylvania brief, 103 pages, which is a fantastic brief, and they're filing other briefs across the country, they cite Bush versus Gore in 2000, among other things, the Equal Protection Clause of the Federal Constitution that applies to states through the 14th Amendment. Let me give you some of the examples that are in the brief and some of the examples that are sworn to under affidavits and so forth by real people, not anonymous, which the press likes to use. All through the Russia collusion thing, they never had evidence. Now we have evidence. Now they say it's not enough evidence. Forget about the media. My concern is these liberal judges and some of these justices. If they're going to have the strength and a steel backbone, spine, to do what the Constitution compels and what the states compel. If they don't, it's going to collapse, and the next election will be even worse. In Pennsylvania, you had the Secretary of State, a left-wing Democrat, who's been adjusting their laws all along in violation of Article 2, undermining the state legislature. They've called for her resignation. Of course, she wears that as a badge of honor. Among other things, they were looking at some of the ballots early in the bluest of the blue parts of the city, of the state, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh areas. And she gave guidelines that suggested that the boards of elections in those areas, those cities and counties that were very, very blue, very, very Democrat, take a look at some of these ballots, a lot of these ballots, and if there were mistakes, contact the voter and cure them, fix them. She failed to do the same in the dark red areas of the state. So if you were voting by absentee ballot or by mail-in ballot in a dark blue area of the state, many people had an opportunity to correct or cure their ballots. If you were voting in a red area of the state, The boards of elections didn't even know that that was going on in the blue areas of the state. That is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause, because you can't have a Secretary of State giving what she hoped were Democrats an opportunity, a second bite at the apple, while Republicans are out in the blind. No. That's number one. Number two, thanks to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, you have another equal protection problem. Now, what is that? If you vote in person, like most of the Trump supporters did, not all, but most, you either get there in line by 8 p.m. Eastern time on election evening, or you don't vote. If you're there at 8:05 and you say, hey, look, my brother was kidnapped, I don't care. My mother had a heart attack, I don't care. Doesn't matter. You're not there. It's strictly enforced. Strictly enforced. On the other hand, if you send in a mail-in ballot and there's not a signature and there's not a date on it, and it's going to be counted if it's received at any time up till that Friday at 5 p.m., it's going to count. So the in-person voter is discriminated against, treated differently, unequally by the state than a mail-in voter. That clearly also is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. And moreover, it's a violation of Article 2 of the federal Constitution, since the state legislature never put that in place. In fact, they had security measures in place. All votes, regardless of where they came from, had to be there by 8 p.m., or they weren't going to be counted. So the Democrats changed all that. They violated the Equal Protection Clause, in my opinion, as well. Two simple examples. And as we'll discuss later, we also had a courageous postal worker come out and say, hey, look, I saw and heard the scheme from the Postmaster General's office for Western Pennsylvania, about 156 post offices, that involve backdating ballots. What? The Washington Post wrote a smear piece yesterday trashing this guy, saying he gave false information, that he was going to withdraw what he had said under oath. And he put out a video, which we will play. I sent it to you. Do you have it, Mr. Producer? Cut 10. He put out a video. I might as well do it now. Well, the Washington Post wrote a piece, just a smear piece, saying he recanted. He said, I didn't recant anything. Now, the Postmaster General's office and others have been pressuring him. You can imagine the threats that he's receiving because his name is known, Richard Hopkins. Takes guts to come forward in this country under this environment. But he put out a video. And here's what he said. Cut 10, go.
Richard Hopkins. I am the postal employee who came out and whistle-blew on the Erie PA Postal Service, postal office. I am right at this very moment looking at an article written by Washington Post. It says that I fabricated the allegations of ballot tampering. I'm here to say that I did not recant my statements. That did not happen. That is not what happened. And you will find out tomorrow. And I would like that the Washington Post recant their wonderful little article that they decided to throw out there.
Now, this is shocking that a major newspaper, the Washington Post in Washington, D.C., read by all the politicians and bureaucrats and all the fancy lawyers, would flat out lie about this man and smear him. We had a so-called whistleblower who was a Biden apparatchik in the White House, whose name we were not allowed to say, but we said it many times, whose identity was not to be revealed on any news platform in America except The Blaze and The Daily Caller and Breitbart and entities like that. But none of the others. Not once on cable, not once on networks, not once on satellite. And he was used to try and bring down a president of the United States. Impeachment. He triggered the impeachment move. Completely bogus, all phony. Doesn't matter. That's what he did. And they protected him as a whistleblower. And they told us on and on, protect the whistleblower. You know, these whistleblowers, they give us lectures all the time while they're trying to destroy our country. Here we have a man who's come forward. He's a whistleblower. And what does the Washington Post do? They defame him and smear him, try to undermine his legitimacy, not just to the public, but to the court. That's what we're getting from the media today. With a guy running around with the office of president-elect that doesn't even exist, giving press briefings, which he wouldn't do when he was running for office. All of a sudden, the virus is no longer a threat to Joe Biden. He's everywhere, isn't he, Mr. Medusa? All of a sudden, he's not wearing his mask so much. Because he's in charge. In charge of what? He has no authority whatsoever. Taking credit for the vaccine, taking credit for the distribution of the vaccine. Guy's ready to reinstitute the Iran deal. Just think about this. He wants to go back to the climate change agreement, which is going to slaughter us. And the Chinese are smiling every step of the way. He wants to go back to the World Health Organization, where we pay $500 million, that lied to us about this virus. So that's what we're getting in Joe Biden. More the same, and we'll get radicalism as well. He's already said he wants to give, he wants to clear the debt of college students that have debt. Well, that's going to get expensive. He's on the move, but he doesn't have any power yet. He specifically said during the first presidential debate that he wouldn't declare victory unless the election is independently certified. By whom? Let's listen to that. Hat tip, Breitbart, cut one, go.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes, and here's the deal. They count the ballots, as you pointed out. Some of these ballots in some states can't even be opened until election day. And if there's thousands of ballots, it's going to take time to do it. And by the way, our military, they've been voting by ballots for since the end of the Civil War, in effect. And that's what's going to happen. Why was it not? Why is it for them somehow not fraudulent? It's the same process.
I'll tell you why, pal, because it's the military. It's not run through these corrupt Democrat machines and operations in the cities. And you know that damn well because you had lawyers litigating in these cities and in these states to take these safeguards away. And that's the question. That's the question that a single newsman or host has asked. Why did the Democrat Party and Biden and their surrogates litigate to lift these security measures like signatures, signature comparisons, and postal dates? Why did they do that? Now, as for that point, there was a great piece, August 5, 2020, by the great Paul Bedard. He's actually a reporter. And the headline was, at the Washington Examiner, developed countries ban mail-in voting, U.S. would be laughingstock. More developed countries, especially in Europe, ban mail-in voting to fight vast fraud and vote buying that had threatened the integrity of their elections, according to an exhaustive review of voting rules and histories in over 30 major nations. In the European Union, 63% have put a ban on mail-in ballots, except for citizens living overseas. Another 22% have imposed a ban even for those overseas. And most of those that allow mail-in ballots require some form of photo ID. This is why the Democrats are in court. Not only photo ID, eliminating signatures. And one of these reports was provided by a great group, the Crime Prevention Research Center. John Lott, he's terrific. These countries have learned the hard way about what happens when mail-in ballots aren't secured. They have also discovered how hard it is to detect vote buying when both those buying and selling the votes have an incentive to hide the exchange. I certainly hope Supreme Court justices are listening to this show because they have got to enforce the federal constitution or nobody else can. And they're going to be dragged into this muck. They're going to be viewed as political if they don't stand up for the constitution, and they're going to lose whatever credibility is left. And should the Democrats take two seats in Georgia, the Supreme Court won't matter anyway. They're going to burn it down. So I hope they're paying attention. While politicians in the U.S. have been debating the pros and cons of mail-in voting, due to concerns of spreading COVID-19 at the polls and new reports of postal service and vote counting issues. Lott, whose center is known for its gun research, built a voting database of the European Union and the larger Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries. Those countries, Lott said, are typically held up by Democrats as a model to follow. Well, then follow the model. The report titled, Why Do Most Countries Ban Mail-in Ballots? They've Seen Massive Vote Fraud Problems, listed the rules for voting and widespread cases of fraud and vote buying. His report also listed notable cases of fraud in the United States. Now, if you even direct somebody to look at links by reputable news outlets or reputable opinion outlets on Facebook or Twitter today, you will be censored. The article I just read to you could be censored or wind up with some kind of a warning were you to post it, I should say, on Facebook or Twitter, because of the censorship that's taking place in this country. State cites smooth election despite Trump's baseless claims. Why aren't AP and the New York Times analyzing the lawsuits that have been filed, looking at the affidavits that have been filed under penalty of perjury? It's because they're used to having anonymous sources where there's no penalties. You know, finding some low-level hack, the Department of HS, and using him as a foil for a book, for an op-ed. The corrupt media in this country is helping to destroy this republic. And in the end, they will destroy themselves. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Hillsdale College serves four purposes: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Education and faith thrive in freedom, and freedom requires educated people and people of good character to preserve it. Hillsdale College has been providing the education needed to preserve free government for over 175 years, not only to its 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students, but nationwide through its free online courses and through its support of classical K-12 charter schools. Hillsdale's Articles of Association, dating way back to 1844, commit to preserving the blessings of civil and religious liberty through the provision of sound learning. The learning includes the Constitution. It includes the laws of nature and nature's God as described in the Declaration of Independence. Hillsdale's motto is pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844, and it will continue to fight to live up to that motto, come what may. Learn more at levinforhillsdale.com. L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. LevinForHillsdale.com.
Now you know why the media hate my guts. Now you know why the leftists hate my guts. Now you know why the rhinos hate my guts. But the feeling's mutual. I often think, you know what men and women have done to protect this country? You ever see these Wounded Warrior commercials, Mr. Producer? They'll break your heart. But you think about the men that ran into the two towers on 9/11? You think about the men who fought in World War II, battle after battle, in Vietnam, in the Korean War, and other wars, Afghanistan and Iraq. You look back at World War I, you look back at the Civil War, I have it easy. I'm not going to back down to these malcontents and miscreants. I'm not going to back down to this mob of rioters and arsonists and defamers and people who threaten you, putting you on lip. Back down. I'm going to double, triple, quadruple my efforts. Where are the resistance now? I'm going to resist tyranny and promote liberty. They were resisting liberty and promoting tyranny. And we will see this process through, whether these bastards like it or not, come what may, whatever the outcome. And I want to remind people, it's the Trump campaign that's doing this, that's trying to get to the bottom of this. It's the Trump campaign that's paying for this. It is Trump
volunteers, lawyers coming from all parts of the country volunteering to do this. Of course it's about good government, but it's also about victory. And we shouldn't make apologies about this. This isn't being done by the Better Business Bureau or the League of Moderate Centrist Voters. It's the Trump campaign that's trying to get to the bottom of this, which will help the country, which will uphold the Constitution, uphold the authority of the states, and in doing so, hopefully, not guaranteed, fix this election the way it's supposed to be fixed. And by that, I mean reform. And that party still exists. You got a Democrat Party, the party of slavery and the Confederacy, the New York Times, the party that covered up the slaughter of Jews by the Third Reich and the slaughter of Ukrainians by the Soviet Union. And we're going to let those two institutions control how this election turns out? No, I don't think so.
From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Now, to show you how corrupt the Democrats and the media are, they hate liberty, they hate fair elections, they hate the Constitution, they hate you. Andrew Yang, who ran for the nomination of the president of the Democrat Party for president, he and his wife are moving to Georgia to try and change the outcome and overwhelm the Republicans in that election. And in a tweet today, he encouraged everybody else to do the same. Georgia has very loose requirements for moving and voting, really because of the military. Thomas Friedman. Thomas Friedman, who has been a huge fan of communist China and their repressive genocidal regime over the years, and actually preferred their system to ours, and I noted it in Liberty and Tyranny, he's now showing up on television, reprobate TV. He urged the same thing. The man who writes for the New York Times, a man who married into enormous wealth, lives in Bethesda, Maryland, on 7 acres in a mansion. He's urging people to move to Georgia, so they can vote in this race. And you're supposed to believe there's no fraud in any other states when they have taken the position, win at any cost, cheat at any cost, steal at any cost. Do whatever you have to do. Now's our chance to destroy this republic and make it into the utopia we want to make it into. See, it's never been about Trump. If they're right and Trump is lost and they control the Senate, this is not about Trump. This is about you. This is about controlling the country and making the Democrat Party the most powerful force in this country, more powerful than the military, than law enforcement, the Supreme Court, because they're going to burn down the Supreme Court, the Democrat Party. And we're on our way very aggressively to the Marxist paradise. Because nothing can stop them. One election. And this is why the election of Donald Trump is so important. For all their talk about dictatorships and the Third Reich and Hitler, it's they who are impressed by dictatorships, the Third Reich and Hitler. I'll throw it right back at Clyburn. He's very loose-lipped, this guy. Donald Trump doesn't violate the Constitution. Donald Trump's not going to stay past the time that the Constitution tells him to stay, win, lose, or draw. There's not even an issue there. But look how they create an issue to get out their voters, to get money, and but so now we actually have people in the media, people in the Democrat Party, urging people to move to Georgia just to vote, and then you can go back home. Think about this. You have Democrat courts saying no signatures, no signature comparisons, don't worry about postal official dates, You have 3 days. In some places, you have 2 weeks to vote. Just keep changing it, making it broader and broader. Mail-in ballots are being voting. It's being banned all throughout Europe. But in America, it's spreading. Why? Because the Democrat Party is not a party of Americanism. Whether it's slavery or segregation or democratic socialism, it is a party that has never embraced the Declaration. It is a party that has never embraced the Constitution. It's a party that is out to destroy what you love. That's what it is. It was never about Donald Trump. He was in the way. That's why they were happy to try and slaughter the man and his family. Get him out of the way. Set an example. Get Biden in there. Get a tin can in there. We don't care. Get a kumquat in there. Anything. Take the Senate. Chuck knows what to do. Hold the House. Nancy knows what to do. Dummy Biden in the White House will sign whatever we tell him to sign. And he will. Because he wants a legacy of being the most progressive, a.k.a. democratic socialistic president since FDR. Let's hope he doesn't follow FDR's idea of rounding up American citizens. Even though he's being urged to do that with lists and so forth by Hollywood and TV. People who should be fired on the spot, like the Sonny Halston or whatever her name is, favoring enemies lists. What kind of piece of crap is that woman and these other people who encourage such things? And they try and project on us that this is how we think. We don't even think this way. We don't even talk this way. When they say they're going to address systemic racism, they're not going to address systemic racism. They're going to address you. It's you they're coming after. So we're down to two races in Georgia to determine whether or not we live in a free country? I'm afraid so. And the president of the United States must keep fighting. It is amazing to hear these reporters. It is amazing to hear the press, even some of whom were formerly friendly. It's amazing to hear them. When the Democrats are talking about trashing the Supreme Court, trashing the Senate, trashing the legislative process, when they rejected the election results in 2016, now, hurry up, Trump, get out of the way. Get out of the way. No counting, no checking, no lawsuits. Just get out. Otherwise, you're Hitler. And there's Joe Biden, office of the president-elect. There is no office of the president-elect. These bastards, they're serious. Where's the civil liberties groups? Where's the media? They're in their back pocket. There's nothing progressive about any of this. It's regressive. We're regressing into a... I don't know what the hell we're regressing into. We've never had an election like this. This is a disaster. An utter disaster. And then I hear some of my friends saying things, you know, the Republicans really did well. They did very well in the House. They did very well in the Senate. They did very well here. That's because, let me help them. Because Donald Trump brought out millions and millions of people. And in Republican areas and purple areas, it made a huge difference. Winning House seats, holding House seats, winning some of these Senate seats. But unlike these House members, and unlike many or most of the senators, if you look what states they're from, I mean, Alaska, Nebraska, Kansas, Donald Trump has had to duke it out in the inner cities. In the metropolitan areas, where the Democrats have had machines, corrupt, fraudulent machines for a half a century. These congressmen who got elected, they don't have to fight in these cities. The President of the United States is having to fight there with mail-in ballots and corruption, where his people are not allowed to observe. That's why there's a difference. And we're supposed to throw him overboard. The man who won these seats for all these other members in many respects. Just throw them overboard. Get them out of the way. It's day 8. Al Gore, 37 days. Actually, we've had elections that went on longer than that. No. It's too much. The Democrats are saying, well, this is an embarrassment. What's an embarrassment? He following the law. He's following the rules. He's following the Constitution. They are not. We declare Joe Biden the winner. Who are we? Our board, our team. Who the F cares about your team and your board or any of the rest of you? At a minimum, they should be explaining in these newsrooms how the process actually works. And that Joe Biden hasn't received a single electoral certified vote. By the way, have you noticed, Mr. Producer? I find, after much thought, bring on these excellent, excellent guests on Life, Liberty, and Levin. Then they wind up all over TV and radio. Have you noticed that? It's amazing. So I have to find other unique and interesting guests. I don't just keep the same people. I try not to, as everybody else, ladies and gentlemen. Then they pick them off again. This is the nature of the business I'm in. It is frustrating, but nonetheless. Now I want to show you something else. USA Today. Section D. Election 2020. Top of the fold, a beautiful picture of Dr. Joe Biden. Opening a notebook, smiling. Headline, Joe Biden to be modern version of First Lady. Joe Biden to be modern version of First Lady. Well, she's not yet. Has Mrs. Trump ever received seen an article like this? This woman's not even in the White House yet. She's not even the First Lady yet. College English professor with 4 degrees, including a doctorate. All right, she's probably got a BA, 2 masters, and a doctorate. Big deal. I'll trump that. You know what I'll trump that with? A lot of you. You know why, Mr. Producer? She speaks 5 languages. And all of them coherently. Literately. With literacy. So they're now going to build up Jill Biden, whereas they basically ignored or tore down the First Lady. They build up Michelle Obama. Wow, what a fashion bug. She's unbelievable. So smart. Lady of the people. Jill Biden. Look at this. All these degrees, smart as they come, the smartest first lady we ever had. And Melania, brilliant and beautiful. And they don't give her the damn time of the day. Not the time of the day. Now we have John Bolton telling the party what it needs to do. Isn't John Bolton under criminal investigation? John, 3 words for you. Go to hell. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, I get so angry sometimes I could put my fist through a wall. I don't do that, but I could. So I want to tell Andrew Cuomo something. He's on the Howard Stern show. I don't know if he's talking about lesbians or the last time he had sex. I don't really care. But he threatened the president of the United States. He said, I would have decked him if he wasn't president. I'll tell you what, Governor. I'm more than happy to deck you, USOB. People are always surprised when they see me what I look like, aren't they, Mr. Producer? Holy mackerel, you're bigger and stronger than I thought. You're damn right. Andrew Cuomo, Mr. Streetman. Mr. Tough Guy, who's governor, tough guy on the Howard Stern show. The man is responsible with a policy for the deaths of thousands of senior citizens. Going on the Howard Stern show, writing a book, having a grand old time. Biden says he'd consider him for attorney general. That's the leak. What kind of a sick bastard is this? What kind of a disgusting family is that with that slob on CNN? Hey, look, I can lift weights. Yeah, we know, musclehead. He's a musclehead, meathead. Look at me. Look at me. I can lift weights. Unbelievable. No, I'm not going to play it. We have the audio of it, but it's disgusting. So here we have a party that has done everything it can to disrupt the normal election processes throughout the country. Nancy Pelosi announced a few days ago that she's going to fix this with national campaign chasings. You know what she wants to do, Californianize the rest of the country. So make it so Republicans can never have a majority and never have a president again. It's what they've done in California with the assembly and the governorship. That's what she says she wants to do. So they want to destroy the system. They want to destroy the Electoral College so everybody who lives in red states won't be represented. Again, just the big cities. Pretty cool, huh? They want to get their way, whether they get it through judges or through votes. It doesn't matter. The ends justify the means. Good little Marxists. Now they say they should flood into Georgia. And believe me, they have zombies that'll do exactly this. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whatever it takes. They'll drive their little Priuses and everything else on the one hand. The others will drive their Cadillacs. And they'll go into Georgia. They'll register to vote. They'll vote. Then they'll leave. Because Andrew Yang is a punk. Thomas Friedman is really an anti-intellectual. He's a punk. And anything that works. Anything that works. On the screen, I'm seeing late-arriving mail ballots, 10,000. President-elect Biden's lead, 49,000. Mail-in ballots remaining, 45,000. So they're trying to show you that he doesn't have a chance. The equal protection arguments that I just discussed with you. The equal protection arguments that I just discussed with you have almost nothing to do with the challenge that's in the U.S. Supreme Court. And so the effort to say, you know, if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Pennsylvania, of the legislature in Pennsylvania, that won't get them where they want to go anyway, really is beside the point. The Supreme Court needs to do its job. We'll see how many ballots that involves. And matter of fact, based on what the press are now saying, the Supreme Court has no reason not to do its job. But there's a lot of issues out there. The press simply is not conveying it to you. And if this case is thrown out of court, it's not because it's a good case. It's because it's a bad judge. That's another thing. You know, they already had several cases thrown. Tell me, what were those cases about? I don't know. I don't really know. But it doesn't seem to matter. Black Lives Matter. Pens a letter to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Quote, we want something for our vote, unquote. See, this was always a scam. This is a Marxist anarchist organization backed by professional athletes and professional sporting leagues, backed by multinational corporations, many of whom do business with the genocidal regime in communist China. And they're saying, look, we helped elect Joe Biden. Now we want support. I told you before that these rioters and looters in the street were Joe Biden supporters. They were Democrats. And now they want Biden to pay up. And God forbid if he is president, and we do have an uphill battle, he will pay up. According to the Associated Press, quote, the BLM network banked millions of dollars from a surge of donations that followed nationwide protests sparked by the death of George Floyd. What do Black Lives Matter have to do with George Floyd? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. But they actually gathered millions and millions of dollars as a result of his death. BLM chapters are eligible to apply for grants to advance local efforts, such as defunding police departments. Remember that? Remember Harris? Remember she supported defunding police departments? Where is she today? She doesn't even speak about this. Remember all the Democrats that came forward talking about, yes, we must defund police departments? Mayor DiCamio in New York City. Now all of a sudden, what kind of language is this? We didn't mean that. We just meant reimage police departments. We don't need more cops. We need less cops. I didn't say cut their budgets. What? They all talk like they're drunk. I'll be right back.
This is Radio Free America. On the Mark Levin Show. Call now, 877-381-3811.
See, out of one side of Joe Biden's big mouth, he's talking about,
Can't we unite? I said we're going to unite. We're going to unite. We're going to unite. I'm going to take your money through massive confiscatory taxes. I'm going to open the borders to illegal aliens who will take your jobs. I will eviscerate law enforcement so you're no longer safe. I'll make nice with the Palestinian terrorists, the Chinese communists, and all other reprobates all over the world.
Wait a minute, I thought you accused Trump of...
No. I'm going to make right wrong and wrong right. Up is down and down is up. Now, I insist that you not unite behind me. I insist. Just because people who support me are putting together enemies lists. Just because they're going to threaten you and anybody who employs you. You still must unite. I say unite.
I don't do a very good German accent. It's not something I've practiced. But I noticed some of the president's supporters, they have pretty good German accents, don't they, Mr. Producer? Now, there's nothing wrong with Germans generally, but you get my drift, ladies and gentlemen.
Special Germans.
You actually have people who are calling for this. So while they're going to go into Georgia, pretend they're residents, destroy that electoral system so they can win the Senate, which the Democrats will then destroy the Senate itself, so they have all the power that's necessary. Then they'll turn to the third branch of government, the Supreme Court, that sits there with their thumbs up their nose when it comes to Pennsylvania. And then they're going to destroy the Supreme Court. Then they're going to turn around and look at ways to have a voting system in which Democrats all vote and Republicans have their hands tied behind their backs. Voila, we have paradise. It's going to be great. Change the voting rules to only help Democrats. Oh, yes. Going to destroy the Supreme Court, going to destroy the Senate, destroy the Electoral College, destroy the legislative process. Go into Georgia, pretend you're a citizen just for the purpose of voting, and then leave. You know what they call this? They call this fascism. Now, you can have a Marxist form of fascism, or just fascism. And this is in the bloodstream of the Democrat Party, and you can see how it spreads among Democrats, like Andrew Yang, like Thomas Paine, Thomas Friedman. These are tyrannical arguments. Mr. Producer, invite Thomas Friedman on the program, would you? Now, we invited Mark Zuckerberg on the program. Can you open your microphone? And who answered and what did they say?
One of his staffers answered. He didn't give me a title, but he said no, essentially.
They said thank you, but no thank you. Forever, Mark Zuckerberg won't come on the show. He prefers to try and censor me from a distance. He's a coward and a liar and a fraud. It's a very dangerous man, in my view, as are all these fools in big tech. Let me try to put this in context, because the media is trying to do otherwise. The president's behind about 50,000 votes in Pennsylvania, based on the way they count anyway. As I said the other day, that means he needs to flip about 26,000 votes to win. There's all kinds of provisional ballots out there. What they're finding in Pennsylvania on these provisional ballots now is that in a lot of these Republican precincts, Republicans had mail-in ballots sent to them, Mr. Producer, in America, and they would throw them away. Then they would come to vote, and they would say, wait a minute, you got a mail-in ballot. And they said, well, I threw it away. You're not allowed to throw it away. If you're going to discard it, you need to contact us. So now you have to vote provisionally. And they go, what? And many of them have voted provisionally, and they go online, and they can't find their vote. But don't look there. I'll be back.
I called because you said earlier that Joe Biden had his sign, Office of the President-Elect.
Yes, Office of the President-Elect. Can you believe that? Is that not tyrannical? Do we have two presidents at the same time?
It's, Never.
I mean, it's unbelievable to me. And he's out there, he's putting out policy pronouncements and talking to foreign leaders. And he said during the first debate that we'll wait till an independent body certifies, meaning the states and the Congress. And nobody's calling on about me. We don't have two presidents to say, what the hell are you doing with these policy pronouncements? And I'm naming this guy this one. And now, and Trump has to get out of the way. They're not being helpful in the trend. Hey, jerk. There's litigation going on. There's counting going on. You might well win, but you might not. So sit down and shut the hell up. That's my answer. Thank you for your call. Or I'll put you on one of these liberals' enemies lists they have out there. Very bizarre. And they make the lawless and the fascistic righteous. You know, I'm the in the office of the president-elect, and I already know who I want to select for the cabinet, and president of the United States isn't being nice to us and opening up the government. Hey, jerk. You talking to me? No, yeah, you. We're not done. Sit down. Remember that basement of yours? Yeah, go back. Remember all that oatmeal you were eating? Yeah, go back. We salute our armed forces, especially tonight, our veterans, our police officers, firefighters, and emergency personnel. Hang in there, America. We shall overcome. You're listening to Radio Free America, and I'll see you tomorrow.
From the Westwood One Podcast Network.